Welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in the electricity unit, static electricity. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this episode has everything you need to nail those exam questions. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly how static electricity is produced, why objects become charged, and how to describe the forces between charged objects using the precise language examiners are looking for. Let's go. Let's start with the big picture. Static electricity is all about charge, specifically electric charge that builds up on the surface of insulating materials. Unlike current electricity, where charge flows through a circuit, static charge just sits there waiting to cause trouble. Think about the shock you get touching a metal door handle after walking across a carpet. That's static electricity in action. Now, here's the first thing examiners absolutely love to test. What actually moves when two materials are rubbed together? The answer, and I cannot stress this enough, is electrons. Only electrons, not protons. Protons are locked inside the nucleus of atoms and they do not move between materials. If you write protons move in your exam, you will lose the mark every single time. So let's be crystal clear. It is electrons that are transferred. Here's how it works. When you rub two insulating materials together, say a plastic rod with a cloth, friction causes electrons to transfer from one material to the other. The material that gains electrons ends up with more negative charges than positive charges, so it becomes negatively charged overall. The material that loses electrons ends up with more positive charges than negative charges, so it becomes positively charged overall. Let me give you a concrete example. Imagine rubbing a plastic rod with a woolen cloth. Electrons transfer from the cloth to the plastic rod. The plastic rod gains electrons, so it becomes negatively charged. The woolen cloth loses electrons, so it becomes positively charged. Simple as that. Now, a really important point here, and this is one examiner specifically, look for. This process only works with insulating materials. Why? Because insulators don't allow charge to flow through them. So when electrons build up on the surface of an insulator, they stay put. They can't flow away. If you try to charge a metal rod by rubbing it, the electrons would just flow through the metal and into your hand. You'd be earthed, and no static charge would build up. This is why the question will always specify insulating materials. If you see the word insulator in a static electricity question, it's a clue that friction charging is involved. Let's move on to the second major concept. What happens when charged objects interact with each other? The rule is beautifully simple. Like charges repel, and unlike charges attract. Two negatively charged rods, they push each other away. That's repulsion. A negatively charged rod and a positively charged rod, they pull towards each other. That's attraction. Two positively charged rods, repulsion again. Now here's a key phrase that examiners specifically award marks for. These are non-contact forces. The objects don't need to touch each other for the force to act. The force acts at a distance through the electric field surrounding each charged object. So when you describe attraction or repulsion in your exam, always include the phrase non-contact force. That's your bonus mark right there. Let's think about why this matters in the real world. Static electricity has some really important applications and hazards. When refueling aircraft, static charge can build up due to friction between the fuel and the pipe. If a spark jumps between charged surfaces, it could ignite the fuel. Extremely dangerous. That's why aircraft are earthed before refueling. On a more everyday level, photocopiers and laser printers use static electricity to attract toner particles to the right places on the page. Electrostatic paint sprayers give paint droplets the same charge so they repel each other and spread evenly, giving a smooth, even coat on car bodies. Right, let's talk exam technique. I've seen thousands of student answers, and the same mistakes come up again and again. Let me save you those marks. Mistake number one, saying protons move. I've already mentioned this, but it's so common I'm saying it again. In your exam, if a question asks you to explain how a material becomes charged by friction, you must say electrons are transferred. The material gaining electrons becomes negatively charged. The material losing electrons becomes positively charged. Protons do not move. Ever. Lock that in. Mistake number two, forgetting the direction of electron transfer. Students often get confused about which material ends up with which charge. Here's a simple way to remember it. Electrons are negative, so wherever the electrons go, that material becomes negative. Wherever the electrons leave, that material becomes positive. Follow the electrons. Mistake number three, not using the term non-contact force. When describing attraction or repulsion between charged objects, examiners specifically look for this phrase. Don't just say they push apart, say there's a non-contact repulsive force between them. That's the difference between one mark and zero. Mistake number four, saying that any material can be charged by friction. Only insulators can hold a static charge. Conductors allow charge to flow away. Always specify insulating materials when explaining friction charging. Now let's talk about command words, because these tell you exactly what the examiner wants. If the question says state, give a brief factual answer. No explanation needed. For example, state what type of charge the plastic rod gains. Answer, negative charge. That's it. Don't over-explain. If the question says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, explain why the plastic rod becomes negatively charged. Answer, the plastic rod becomes negatively charged because electrons are transferred from the cloth to the rod during rubbing, giving the rod an excess of negative charge. If the question says describe, say what happens in sequence if appropriate. Use correct scientific terminology throughout. For a 4-mark or 6-mark explain question on static electricity, a good structure is state what is transferred, state the direction of transfer, state the resulting charge of each material, and then link to the non-contact force if relevant. That's your 4 marks. Time for a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Cover your notes and test yourself. Question 1. What particles are transferred when two insulating materials are rubbed together? Electrons. Question 2. A plastic rod is rubbed with a cloth. Electrons transfer from the cloth to the rod. What charge does the rod have? Negative charge, because it has gained electrons. Question 3. What charge does the cloth have after the electrons transfer away from it? Positive charge, because it lost electrons. Question 4. Two objects both carry a negative charge. What type of force acts between them? A non-contact repulsive force, like charges repel. Question 5. Why can only insulating materials be charged by friction? Because insulators do not allow charge to flow through them, so the charge stays on the surface. Question 6. What is the term for a force that acts without objects touching? Non-contact force. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're exam ready on this topic. If you missed any, go back and reread the relevant section. Let's wrap up with the key points you absolutely must know for the exam. 1. Static electricity is produced when two insulating materials are rubbed together, causing electron transfer. 2. The material gaining electrons becomes negatively charged. The material losing electrons becomes positively charged. 3. Protons do not move. Only electrons transfer between materials. 4. Like charges repel. Unlike charges attract. 5. These forces between charged objects are non-contact forces. They act at a distance. 6. Only insulating materials can hold a static charge because conductors allow charge to flow away. That's your static electricity topic covered. Remember, in the exam, precision of language is everything. Say electrons, say non-contact force, and always link the direction of electron transfer to the resulting charge. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.